Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you don't want us to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, if typing out an entire email is just not your jam, we do have a voicemail service where you can call a number and leave a voicemail telling us your story. Now, there is a 3-minute cutoff period. So if you don't finish your story, just give us a call back. We'll put it together. And that number is 351-207-0799.
I will say, can we have a moment of silence for Maria saying anonymous every time? That makes me so sad that you stopped saying that. I noticed you stopped saying anonymous. That makes me so sad.
I'm not saying it anymore because there's been too many times where I was like, oh, no, anonymous. You know, like completely, I cannot speak.
You have a beautiful speech impediment because you grew up in Germany. It's fine. I love it. And I'm very sad that you've stopped saying it. So...
No,
this just something is to consider. A thing
of like, you know, self protection for myself.
We also want to remind you guys, I just forgot and now I'm remembering because I'm very pretty. On August 30th, we are going to be having Samantha Weisberg back, which is exciting. Has she done two classes for us before?
She did one other class for us. Yeah.
We also have an episode with her. Samantha's amazing. Her class is going to be on August 30th. And I'm going to read the title she wrote out because it's really wonderful. Let me see. It is called Goddesses, Monsters, and Women of the Odyssey, a Mythological Creative Writing Class. Very exciting. I think it's very on brand, especially considering all the people that are freaking out about the Odyssey right now. They're just discovering Ulysses in this moment, which is, I mean, you love to see it. It took them 20 years there and 20 years back for that to, you know, play out. So I'd love to see that for them. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really wonderful class.
I'm very excited. Anything to do with creative writing. And her last class was amazing. It was so good.
So good. And if you want a little teaser of the type of work that Samantha does before you decide if you want to join the class, we have a whole episode with her. So go check that out. She is incredibly talented, very, very smart. So it's going to be a great class. This week, Maria and I are going to listen to voicemails. We're going to catch up on the last of them, which is, I don't know, great, good, mid.
Very excited.
No. Yeah, I think it'll
be good. I love listening to our listeners and their ghost stories.
And then I think we will have caught up on all of them. If we did not play your story, the way that our voicemail system works is sometimes things get marked as listened to when they haven't been. So just call us back and play it through again. Do it again. It's not you, babes. It's us.
No, that's when you're supposed to blame Google.
Oh, right. Sorry. Google. Oh,
it's never our fault. We are beautiful and very smart.
All right. Let's give this a playthrough, shall we?
Okay.
Hi, John here. I'm telling a story about my childhood sleepover, which is spooky. Back when I was 10 years old, I had a best friend, and his name was Tim. And he lived downtown in kind of a very nice apartment. It was just a 2-story house, and it was kind of dirty. But, you know, we were good friends, so you never talked about stuff like that. Well, then he moved, and he moved into what was called the Bogart House. And it was this large hotel that was old. It was built, I think, in the 20s, and it was 4 stories tall. and it was really nice inside. And he lived on the third floor, and it was all like marble and all kinds of intricate woodwork. It even had an elevator. That didn't work, but it was really cool in there, and it was clean. And he was very excited to have me come and sleep over and check out the, you know, his new place. So we got there, and you know, we ran upstairs, and he showed me his room, and a lot of the ornamental stuff, you know, wasn't used anymore, but it's still really cool. Like every room had a little fireplace in it, you know, back in the day. You know, rich people had, you know, these inlaid fireplaces. They were gas lit, and had those, and bookshelves, and it was just really cool. And we had a great time, and so we're hanging out in his bedroom, and he says, "Do you want to see something really neat?" I'm like, "Yeah." So he goes, "Check this out." So he goes into his closet, right, and you know, when the place was remodeled to make more apartments, they closed off areas. And so the fourth floor wasn't being used anymore. So he goes into his closet and has like this paneling, this thin paneling, and he pushes it aside, like it wasn't attached to a wall. And he was looking there. And so I looked in there, and there was a stairwell, a big stairwell leading all the way up to the next floor behind his closet that you could get into. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's so cool. We should go, you know, explore that." He's like, "No, we can't. I'll get in trouble. We won't be allowed to sleep over anymore. I'm not allowed up there. My parents know about it. I just wanted to show you." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So anyway, so we spend the day together and have fun. And then we're getting ready for bed. And we're pretty much asleep. Tim's actually is asleep, and I'm still kind of awake. And that's when I hear this. I hear somebody up above us. And so I'm like, "Tim, there's someone upstairs." And he's like, "There's no one up there. We're down there listening in his room." And then we hear voices. And I'm like, they're indistinct. But there's voices like right outside his closet. So anyway, so that goes on for a while, and he gets upset, and he puts his pillow over his ears, and he says, "Just shut up and go to sleep." I'm like, "Okay." I don't know how I'm supposed to do that, but I will try. I heard a door up there close like that, a heavy door, and it closed. And so I didn't sleep. I was like, I just laid there awake. And the next morning, I'm talking to him about it. And I'm like, I know you heard that stuff. And he looked at me and he's like, "Listen," he goes, "this is a nice place. I like it here. And I don't want to move. I don't want to move back into some place that isn't, you know, safe." And I said, that's not safe. "There's someone living up there." He goes, "There's nobody up there." He goes, We already complained about it to the landlord, and they went and checked out. There's no homeless people. There's nothing. He goes, we don't know what it is. It's just noises." He goes, "Please don't say anything to anybody. You know, I like it here. It's just noises." So I promised him, and I didn't, but, I know we both heard it, and, I don't know what it was. I'm pretty sure it was something supernatural, but I can't say for sure. But anyway, later that summer, he moved into a really nice house, a whole house. They had a whole house themselves. So they got out of there, and we had plenty of other sleepovers that, you know, weren't terrifying. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the story, and have a great day. Thanks. Bye, okay. Witches.
First of all, John, that was in fucking incredible. That was so unbelievably good. Like,
I like how Fred was really deep in denial.
Yeah, they were like, just ignore it.
Just ignore it.
Nothing you don't to say, see.
It's not real. Truth is, his parents had like a staircase also in their bedroom and they were going up there. You know. Yeah,
fucking probably.
That, yeah, probably have like a sex dungeon upstairs in
the
attic.
Don't ever say that. Ever. The next time you go to say that, get a job. That was crazy. Don't ever say that. Take it back, Maria.
Look, we have to go through the mundane reasons of why this could be happening.
Well, I'm thinking about John's age. So this would have been like, what, the early 80s, probably? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe they were swingers.
Maybe they were swingers.
That had a big revival in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, then.
So maybe maybe they were swingers. I don't know.
Was there upside down pineapples at their house?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's do our last one.
Hi, my name is Emerson, and I am pretty new to witchcraft. I've been on and off with my practice since I was in high school. I'm 22 years old now. And I just wanted to share a little story of kind of when I got back into it, I guess. And I was doing like this cleansing on my house, and it was my first time doing one, and I thought I followed all the steps pretty correctly, and I thought it went pretty well. I felt pretty good after it, and my house smelled awesome, so that was great. But that same night, I went to bed, and me and my fiance, we were just laying there, and I kept getting this feeling that I was going to get sleep paralysis, and I can always tell when I'm going to, so then I kind of just have to suck it up and go to bed and just deal with whatever's going to happen. But that night, I felt it, but like it didn't happen. So I was like, okay, cool. And I actually went to bed. Well, my fiance, she gets up at like 4 a.m. To get ready to go to work. And so she was already gone by the time this happened, but I was dreaming. At least I think I was dreaming because I didn't actually wake up and it didn't feel like sleep paralysis. But anyway, I basically woke up out of my sleep, but I'm still sleeping. And I was looking at like my doorway because my bed faces like directly kind of like at the side, the same wall that my door is on. So if the door is cracked open, I can see down my hallway, which is terrifying when it's dark. And I'm staring and I see like this woman and she's like looking at me. And in my dream, she's my mom. Like I can just feel that she's like my mom. And I was just like, what are you doing? Like, that's weird. But she was just staring at me. And then she gets closer, but she refuses to come into my room. Like she won't pass like the threshold of the door, like the doorway. And so I'm just staring at her and I'm like trying to move, but my body is like paralyzed. So this sounds like sleep paralysis, but I was asleep. Like I was not awake. Like I could tell the difference. This was, I'm dreaming, right? And so my arms are positioned in a way, like if I'm laying back and my head is propped up on my headboard, the rest of my body is like flat and my arms are up as if I'm like chained to my bed, but like, I'm not, my arms are just up that way. And I'm trying with everything in me to like make a noise. So I'm trying to like flick my wrist back to hit the headboard. And I just cannot move. And she is just staring at me and she's smiling so creepily. And so I'm like trying to move and I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh my God. And then it goes to where she's kind of just like barely kind of like poking her head like out, I guess, so I can like see her eye only. She's kind of like poking through a little to where I can only see her eye now. And she still has like that creepy smile on her face. And I'm like freaking out and I'm trying to wake up because I'm just like, what are you doing? And then she kind of like backs up a little and she's still just standing there. And I'm, and like, I just stopped trying to move and I'm just looking, like waiting. Well, then she starts like she looks up and she starts jumping and she's jumping, trying to hit something on my ceiling. Like it's like she's trying to jump up and like touch it. And she's just continuously doing that. Like she doesn't stop to look at me anymore. She doesn't like that. Like she's looking up and she is trying to hit it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, so I can start flicking my wrist again. I'm trying to hit my headboard, like everything. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's just, and like, she's getting faster. Like she's like jumping and like, trying to hit it. And like, I start freaking out. And then finally I like wake up in real life and I'm just like breathing so heavily. And it's like, oh my God, like what the actual fuck just happened? And my fiance's not there anymore. So I'm alone in this dark ass room. And I just like kind of like sit in my bed, like, oh my God, like, what did I do? Like, did I not cleanse properly? Like, did I do something? Like, what the fuck? And so then I just basically stay up the rest of the time with my light on. And then in the morning, like, the sun finally comes up and everything. I
go and I look, and that is the thing that she was like reaching up to like hit and everything is the door to my attic. Like, my apartment has like a little crawl space, I guess, up there. I've only seen the maintenance guy go in there like once. Yeah, that's what she was trying to hit and trying to open. I was like, okay, fuck that. So then I'm like doing all this research, and I end up making like this little dream jar, and I re-cleanse everything because I don't know if I did it wrong the first time. And then after that, like, I was fine. I didn't like feel anything. I didn't have any more like weird dreams like that anymore. Like, I don't know. It actually just scared the absolute living shit out of me. But yeah, that's not the first time I've seen that actual lady in one of my dreams though. I saw her another time, but like, it's, I don't know. It's just different. But yeah, you have any thoughts on whatever that was? That would be great. So yeah. Oh, and any tips for witchcraft in general? Because like I said, I'm on and off all the time, and I'm trying to be more motivated to continue and things like that. So just whatever you got. Also, love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, Emerson, what the fuck?
I wonder if, like, their mom was trying to tell them that, you know, you didn't cleanse the space and you need to cleanse it.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Pointing, being like, this needs to get done, bestie.
Yeah. Getting your attention by staring at you and making you feel unsettled and uncomfortable. And trying to get to the attic, that makes sense. Because why else would they be doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I believe sometimes ghosts are just like creepy on accident, I feel. And they don't mean it.
They're creepy by default. That is, no, that's kind of
where you're like, oh, this feels okay, you know? But there's times where you're like, but I mean, like, not okay.
like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
People like us who like invite this in, we have a long history of like seeing things, inviting things in, knowing what to do. But as like a baseline for your average person, ghosts, a person being in your house, creepy.
Yeah. And I would say I would be very careful about what you are cleansing with, because there's a lot of things that people say are cleansing, which are not, and they actually amplify energy. If you're going to cleanse like anything, especially for spirits, like I would use lavender personally, mm-hmm. like a lot of lavender.
Rue.
Yeah, rue. And frankincense. Mullen
is one of those things that like, it's a really good ward for spirits if it's dried and hanging or growing, but mm-hmm. really bad if you burn it because it invites them in. So it's like that's like such a great point of like, be mindful about what we're using.
Yeah. 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 Everything's marked as cleansing.
Everything is. If you burn it, they say it's cleansing. I mean, even you take like ignore the appropriation for just a moment, like set that aside for a moment. Uh-huh. White sage is preparing the space for the great spirit to come in. So, yeah, it's cleansing, air quote, right? But with the intention of a spirit coming in. So obviously, like I'm really minimizing that whole usage there, and you shouldn't be using white sage anyway, but especially people who are relatively new, they might not know that like mm-hmm. how appropriative that is, etc. Yeah. So if we're gonna have a good faith look at this, right, and assume mm-hmm. that you just are ignorant and don't know, the other layer of ignorance there is that you actually are preparing a space for spirits to come in. So
yeah,
something to just keep in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're still in that space, I would consider just like even having your wife like up there and like do like a quick, you know, back and forth motion.
Back and forth, baby. Back and forth.
You know, and have the stick your head in. Like
back and forth, baby. Like a little, what are those bug bombs?
Uh-huh.
Just launch into the back.
Yes.
I actually did one time have a thought about, a long time ago, I lived in a place mm-hmm. that had an attic. I don't currently have an attic in this house, and I've never, since moving up north, we've never had an attic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I did live in a house that was like a 1920s, like rundown, just, it was a beautiful home, like an Art Nouveau style home, but I was not, I was like renting it on a budget because my friend owned it and was fixing it up. So basically I was there to make sure there weren't squatters, but it was like a really rundown house. Okay.
Yeah.
And there was an attic there. And I did one time think about getting one of those. Like, have you seen the kids' toys that are like little whales and they've got like little wavy arms that you put a hose to for sprinklers? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did one time think about attaching like a pump water situation and putting holy water in it and like pumping it to wacky waving inflatable tube man, the attic, because it freaked me out so bad and I didn't want to go in there.
Creating water damage by holy water.
Well, that's why I didn't do it, because it also wasn't my house. But I did think about it. The thought was there in my brain.
It's so funny how like people, you know, depending on where you live, are like terrified of attics. My attic's completely unfinished. Like the only thing that was up there is our Christmas stuff and the HVAC unit. And so it's like when I go up there, it's like no big deal. The only thing I'm like, there's no gas this time, right? Because that one time we had the gas leak. Like, that's my biggest fear. So it's so funny.
I don't like spiders, and that's why I don't like attics.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not the ghosts. It's the spiders.
Yeah, I don't mind spiders.
I don't want them touching me.
I literally have a pillow by our front door that says the spider webs are part of the decor. So
that's so funny.
I might as well let people know what they're stepping in for.
Well, that being said, thank you everyone for joining us today. As a reminder, for those of you who are listening, Maria and I will be doing a live Q&A. This just feels appropriate because of Emerson's question about tips. We are going to be doing monthly live Q&As on the Patreon. Our nearest is going to be August 16th. Mm-hmm. This will be for everyone casting tier and up. It is going to become a replacement for the part two episodes. So if you are like Emerson who has questions and want direct answers, join us in the casting tier and we would love to answer them. This is a Patreon exclusive. This will never be aired. This is something that will be just to the Patreon. So we would love to have you.
Yeah, come join us.
Yeah. And we hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for our links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on anything that you are listening on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two episodes now, where they're live.
Our we Q&A. Have a script. We have a script, guys. We need to update it. Give her grace.
Also, spell the month box and a Discord. We have an amazing Discord full of amazing people and events and discussions. Come join us on there. Okay.
All right. Bye. Right. See you next time.